jet engine? Torrential downpour? Try a Ratnik snow gun, turning 40 gallons of water every minute into fine white snow drifting down onto a ski trail at Massanutten Resort.
Oh, without machine-made snow here in Virginia, we probably wouldn't have a ski area. I think that, you know, we would probably be limited to a day or two a season without machine-made snow.
To make snow, the wet bulb temperature, a measurement that factors in humidity, has to be no more than 28 degrees. On this late November morning, it's a good bit colder than that as Kenny Hess, Massanutten's Director of Sports and Risk Management, checks in with his crew, working to take full advantage of a cold snap.
Hey, Eddie, can you repeat that and give me the temps?
22 wet bulb at the top, 21 at the base.
This is our 48th season, I believe, and we average opening around December 10th or 12th.
Thanks to enough cold weather and the resort's more than 200 snow guns, Massanutten's ski season is set to open this Saturday, right on target. But being weather dependent means the fortunes of a ski resort in Virginia can vary significantly from one season to the next.
I've seen years where, you know, we were only open for 35 days, and there's been years that we were open for 120 days. It's Mother Nature, it's fickle, and we're snow farmers. You know, sometimes we have a good snow crop and sometimes we don't.
Because of their reliance on machine-made snow, it's temperature rather than snowfall that matters most at Massanutten and the region's other ski resorts. Either way, there's a major lurking challenge out there for Virginia snow farmers such as Hess: climate change.
Yeah, we talk about, you know, what will that mean for us in 20 or 30 years, 10 years, 50 years, whatever it is.
Analyzing data from a weather station in nearby Luray, the University of Virginia Climatology Office found a statistically significant decrease in the number of cold winter nights between 1976 and 2011. Jerry Stenger, director of the Climatology Office, says the data show a trend of 7.5 fewer days per decade with low temperatures of 20 degrees or colder over that period. That's oddly specific language because records from the Luray station are a bit spotty, and because it's only describing one specific statistical analysis. Still, in layman's terms, it looks like really cold winter nights in the valley aren't as common as they once were.
You know, I think in general, when you look at a sport like skiing, which is weather dependent, regardless of your outlook on climate change, it's important to take some of the uncertainty out of your business.
Adrian Sea-Isaac is Director of Marketing and Communications for the National Ski Areas Association. The group adopted an official climate change policy in 2002 and has been outspoken about the issue ever since.
To that end, NSAA has taken a really focused effort on, here's what we think climate change is going to bring to the industry, and here are ways and resources for us to help you weatherproof your business. And in the bigger picture, hopefully stem some of the changes that we're seeing now.
Geraldine Link is Director of Public Policy for the organization.
Some of the messages that we've given to our resorts is to focus on mitigation or reduction of your own footprint, because that's a really important thing that we can do as a business. And then on another front, we stress adaptation with our ski area members. And that means changes in your operations or your planning to account for the impacts that climate change will have on your business.
At Massanutten, adaptation has already taken at least two forms. First, says Hess, there's ever-improving snowmaking technology that allows it and other resorts to take better advantage of any cold weather that comes along.
With the advances in snowmaking in the capital improvements, just because it's 45 degrees in Harrisonburg, Charlottesville, or Newport News, it doesn't mean we don't have a good product.
And then there's looking beyond skiing altogether.
We've put a lot more investment into our summer activities with the water park, with the downhill mountain bike park.
Those investments certainly weren't made only because climate change may jeopardize skiing revenues. Still, they reduce the resort's reliance on skiing if climate change were to make it a less reliable proposition in the future.
Massanutten will still be here and still be a viable resort whether we have skiing or not in 30 years or 40 years, just because we don't rely on the ski ticket sales to drive the engine of Massanutten.
That time still hasn't come, and the snow guns have been operating at full bore in recent days. Another ski season is about to begin, and Massanutten snow farmers are putting in their crop, hoping for the best while already planning for the worst.
There's no magic number, you know. It's like, oh, if we can't operate 50 days a year, 60 days a year, 70 days a year, at what point do we say, you know, this just isn't a viable enterprise anymore, and let's, you know, put our eggs in another basket and go another direction. We haven't got to that point yet, and I hope we don't have to, but, you know, it's something that's, you know, it's out there.
For WMRA News, I'm Andrew Jenner.